Support comes from World Harvest Foods and Strawberry Fields Cafe, 306 West Springfield and Urbana. Strawberry Fields Cafe features organic salads, sandwiches, and hot dishes, including vegan and gluten-free options. Also, gourmet coffee and tea, desserts, and smoothies. Now serving breakfast Monday through Friday, 9 to 11 a.m. and Saturday from 8 to 11.
8:57 and 25 degrees. Time to check on commodity markets, and we bring in Bill Mayer from Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Brian.
Well, Bill, it looks like grain settled a little bit higher yesterday, but what are we seeing so far today?
Well, we're seeing a mixed market here this morning, and the corn and wheat are up a little bit. The beans are taking a little bit of a hit this morning. There's some additional rain in the forecast in South America, and especially Argentina and the southern part of Brazil where it's been dry. That's in the forecast. We haven't really gotten a lot yet, but that seems to be putting a little pressure on the beans here. On the corn right now, we've got March corn at 349 and a quarter. That's up a quarter of a cent. The December new crop corn is at 381 and a half. That's up a quarter of a cent. On the soybeans, January beans are 971 and a half. That's down 7 3/4. And the new crop beans are at 990 and 3/4. That's down 7 1/4. The March wheat is at 2 3/4 higher, 419 and a half. The July new crop is at 445 3/4, and that's up about 3 cents. The livestock's kind of had, especially the cattle, kind of a wild week here, and this morning it's up slightly on the live cattle futures. The other outside markets, we're seeing not a lot of activity. The dollar looks like it's kind of stabilized here. We had kind of a run higher, and we've kind of came off that, and we're kind of trading sideways right now. Other than the weather in South America, really not a lot of things going on here. Funds have been pretty inactive here in the last week or so. They were kind of active trying to buy some of the short corn back earlier, but have kind of slowed things down on that side of things. So really we're just trying kind of trading the technicals. I think on the soybeans at 970 January mark, actually 967 is the November low on January beans. I think that's a pretty critical period that we stay above that right now. It'll probably just depend on the weather, though. And on the corn, we just continue a almost straight line sideways market at this point.
All right, Bill. Well, thanks for the update.
Okay, thank you.
All right, have a good weekend. That's Bill Mayer joining us from Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign. Let's take a quick look at your forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard. Partly cloudy skies today, a high of 34 degrees with a wind out of the north around 5 miles per hour. Mostly cloudy tonight, will drop to a low of 22 degrees. For tomorrow, partly cloudy skies with a high of 36 and a bit warmer for the day Saturday with mostly sunny skies and a high of 46 degrees. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana, online at willag.org. It's 9 o'clock.